December 26th, 2005.
Let me introduce the band members one by one. Different kinds of music.
Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Play a season chord or two.
It's a weekly music show where I play songs and or bands you might have otherwise missed.
You're funky, funky music.
Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Funky music.
Man, I love that song. That right there was So Called out of Montreal with the song Cowboy Song. It's from his forthcoming album. It's due next year, called Ghetto Blaster. And So-Called, I've been wanting to play that song for a long time. I got it on a compilation a while ago, and I was like, man, I've got to put this on my show. But I try not to put things on that I can't give you a link for where you can buy it, because for me, that's kind of the point of the show. I want to make people buy awesome music. And so I was holding out. I was like, well, I'll just wait for Ghetto Blaster to come out, and then I'll put it on. But he has gone so far as to put it on his website. So you can just go and download that song for free from his website. And you should really read about So-Called, because Josh, the guy who actually is So-Called, is this guy from Montreal who uses, like, Yiddish samples from old movies and then mixes it together with, like, fat beats and hip-hop and weird samples. And it's just totally original and great, and I love it. It's just the kind of thing that I love finding and putting on shows like this one. So if you dug that, you should definitely check out his album and his forthcoming album, Ghetto Blaster, as soon as it comes out. I'll probably play another cut from it when it does. All right, up next, it's a power pop band out of Los Angeles, California. When you read about this band, they always compare them to Queen or, you know, other things. But what I would say they sound like is Space Hog. Do you remember Space Hog? Let me give you a little refresher course. That's Space Hog. That's the one I'm talking about. And what you basically have here is this band is a ripoff of Space Hog, who is a ripoff of everything before Space Hog. That's my analogy. And so the name of the band is The 88. And you can hear the Space Hoggy Queen power pop influence in all of their songs. It just oozes out of it. And they use a piano, as their name would suggest. So we're going to hear my favorite cut off their album. This song is called Nobody Cares, and it's from their album that came out just a few months ago called Over and Over. Check it out, The 88, right now on The Sounds in My Head.
Open your ears, this is a story. It isn't clear, is he a fool or a god? But I don't care who knows it, and I don't care who sees. Lift up my head and roll into a dream. Get out the way, he's never sorry. Lives in a play, he knows it's always your fault. Come to find out you're alone. But then you choke, you got another thing stuck in your throat. Then you find out you were home. You've been through, and nobody cares.
the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good, actually.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Well, bravo.
More.
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 Watching you glide towards me, dear. Oh, ho, ho, it's clear. Rumor was wrong, we were right. Swathed in all white as if a dove. Ah, oh, my love, you heard it wrong, we're all right. Watching you walk towards me, sweet. Oh, so complete. Rumor was wrong, we're all right. Clutching your coat as we depart. Oh, ho, ho, my heart. You heard it wrong, we're all right. Rumor had it wrong. Rumor had it wrong, and we had it right.
Quit talking bad.
Well, it was average.
It was in the middle there.
It wasn't that great.
I kind of liked it.
It was terrible.
I loved it.
Get him off!
More!
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Feel like I'm drowning this time. The world seems to laugh at. I'm coming on back, follow me out this time. Done hanging my head, kicking the ground alive. I feel like I'm on the cusp.
Yeah.
That song right there was the band Gold Spot out of California. It was their song Cusp, which was on their newest album called Tally of the Yes Man. And Tally of the Yes Man's a pretty good album, and that song's got that funny Casio SK-1 sample in it, which I don't know if you remember the Casio SK-1, but I think we all had one, didn't we, in our collective 80s upbringings had a Casio SK-1? But anyway, they sampled it for that, which was pretty charming. But before Gold Spot was the lovely, the charming Nellie McKay. She paired up with Katie Lang, who is most famous for her haircut, I'll say that. For that song, which was called We Had It Right, which is off her brand new album called Pretty Little Head, which comes out not tomorrow, but the next week. And if you already like Nellie McKay from her last album, this album is pretty much almost as good. So you should pick it up. Nellie McKay, very good stuff. And up next is a bonus song for this episode. I need to tell you that this is going to be the last episode of The Sounds of My Head for this season, for season two. Season two, I keep with the calendar years. So season two began in early January, and it ends now at the last Monday of December in 2005. And normally it would resume on the first Monday of January 2006, but I'm not going to, because I'm going to take a little bit of a break from doing The Sounds in My Head every week. It takes a lot of doing to put together a show every week, and I'm about to be swamped with some other stuff I have to work on. So I'm gonna not do A Sounds in My Head until February. And in February, I will resume The Sounds in My Head. So the first Monday of February will be the next episode of The Sounds in My Head, and it will begin season three, which will go every Monday of 2006 after January. So I'm basically taking a month off from The Sounds in My Head, which, you know, I think I can be forgiven. I've done a lot of shows. I've never missed a Monday since I started doing the show in 2004. So, you know, that's okay, I guess. I'm gonna say I'm allowed to do that, and you can hate me for it or not. But don't unsubscribe. I'm not gonna be one of those podcasts that says, like, I'll come back sometime, and then never does, and just rots away. I'm telling you now, the first Monday of February, that is when I will be back. Don't unsubscribe. You'll hear me again soon. All right, finishing this, the last episode of season two, is my favorite band other than They Might Be Giants. This is Belle and Sebastian doing a live version of Seeing Other People from their If You're Feeling Sinister album. This version is from the If You're Feeling Sinister Live album, which is an exclusive. You can only get the album in iTunes, and all the proceeds from the sales of this go to worthy causes. So it's a thing you should consider buying if you like Belle and Sebastian. So here it is, Seeing Other People, Belle and Sebastian, finishing this season of The Sounds in My Head, and we will see you in February.
Put it. Lay detectives. Could we please be objective? Cause the other boys are queuing up behind us. Hand over my mouth, hand over the window. Well, if I remain passive and you just wanna cuddle, we should be okay and we won't get in a muddle. We're seeing other people, at least that's what we say we are doing. Seeing other people, at least that's what we say we are doing. Seeing other people, at least that's what we say we are doing.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Sophisticated Catchy and Love's Theme, the Saint Etienne remix, both by Pizzicato 5. The music I'm talking over right now is Kid Koala's Roll Credits. Don't forget to listen in February when The Sounds in My Head returns with Season 3. All new music, all new opening, all new fun and excitement. You won't want to miss it. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.